thank you, Praise Team, for leading us this morning. And your faithfulness in doing that. And I don't know about everyone else, but you really helped me get focused in on really what we're here for and the importance of this time. This morning we're going to look at a passage of scripture that is pretty familiar to most of us, and but it's a passage of scripture that I think we don't fully take to heart, because it's a passage of scripture that tells us that there's something that we're supposed to be doing, and I think for a lot of times we forget about that part, and we don't do what the scripture tells us to do. So we're going to look at this. We're going to, it's going to be a little bit different sermon this morning, and the service will be a little bit different because we're going to be actually taking communion in the middle of the sermon. And it's going to be a little different than what we've accomplished. I don't know, before I get started, I would like to say this. If there's anyone who was not here last week, who did not get to hear Dr. Reichman speak, we can get you a DVD, correct, Steve?
Yes,
we can. Steve can. Steve can get you a DVD. Wee doesn't know anything about it, but he does. Because it's worth listening to. It's worth listening to what that man had to say last week. And also there's some information about his mission work and with the Jews out there. And we just wanted to let you know that is available. And we can get you one to get Steve your name and over and one off and we can get it to you. So let's just pray and ask the Lord to speak to us this morning. Father, it's already been such a great day in your house. Lord, the challenge in Sunday school, the time singing and praising and glorifying your name, and now, Lord, the privilege we have of coming to your word and listening to what it is that you want us to know and to hear. Father, I pray that as we look at your word this morning, that we would open our hearts, Lord, that we might receive your word, that we might receive the challenge from your word. And Father, we pray that you would give us the power and the ability to do your work. Lord, we are so thankful that you gave us this precious book that speaks to us your heart. Lord, we pray now that your heart would speak to us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The passage of scripture that we're going to be looking at is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And I kind of broke this up simply. We're not going to deal with the first 9 verses of it in depth. We're just going to kind of look at it as what God is trying to tell us. And as we look at this passage of Scripture, this talks about our past, it talks about our present, and it talks about our future. Now, we like to talk about, we don't like to talk about the past because it's not pretty, but we talk about that, and we talk about the current state that we're in, thanks to God and His mercy upon us. But I think oftentimes we forget about the future. What is it that God wants us to do from here on out? What does He want us to do? I mean, once we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, are we done? Have we made it? Have we accomplished what it is that we're supposed to do? Or is there more that we need to do? We're going to, again, go through the first part of this passage of Scripture fairly quickly. First, about talking about our past. What does Paul say about our past in this passage of Scripture? So turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2, and we're going to read starting with verse 1. And this is what Paul tells us. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature's children of wrath, even as the rest. Now, as Paul begins this passage of Scripture, he points out something that we don't like to think about, but we need to hear it from time to time, is what were we like in our past? I mean, what are we coming out of? Now, a lot of times when we arrive at a certain place, we forget about what happened behind us, but we need to always remember as Christians that before we knew Jesus Christ, we were dead. We were alive, but we were not heading to life everlasting. We were dead in our sins and in our transgressions. And there's just a couple well-known verses that talk about that. First of all, Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Now, Paul is not excluding anyone. Paul's a Jew. And he was including himself in this when he said, all have sinned. Jews and Gentiles alone, I mean, all together are in the same boat. And that boat is sinking because of sin. Because of our transgressions. Because of the things that we do against God, walking away from God, using our own mind, following our own mind, our own desire, our selfish desires, following the desires of this world. In that, we were dead. And then, of course, we have all sinned, and in Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." So, you know, you put those two together, we're all sinners, and because we're all sinners, we've earned the wage. And that wage is death. That's pretty discouraging, and I'm not going to spend much time on it. There's a lot of passages of Scripture in your bulletin notes, but I decided that, you know, really, you don't need to hear all of those. Go up and look them up, but they support that. But it's been preached many times about sin and transgressions and death because of that. But thankfully, that was in the past. For those of us who have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, have come to know God, that's not where we're at anymore. Where are we at presently? Well, let's continue on with our passage of Scripture. Picking up in verse 4, it says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." The past is pretty ugly. We are sinners, and because of our sin, we are facing death. But with Jesus Christ entering into the picture, our present looks pretty good. Where we sit right now looks actually real good. Now, before I read to you Romans 6:23, and I didn't read the whole verse, and I know some of you think that's cheating to do that, but I'm going to read it to you now, so it's not cheating if you finish it later on in your sermon. Just understand that. If I only use half a verse, it's not cheating if I finish it in the rest of my sermon. I'm going to finish it now. This is, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is life, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So before we were living a life of death in our past. Now in our present day, because of Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. So we pass from life to death. And I think we will all conclude be united in that's good. That's a great thing to have happened. Colossians 2:13 and 14 says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. We have passed from death to life. But not because of our own abilities, not because we thought, okay, I'm a wicked person. I need to change. And so I think I'm going to be a good person. That way I can have life everlasting. See, it doesn't work that way. Now, it's good for us to understand that we have sin in our life and that there's evil in us and that wickedness separates us from God. It's good for us to know that. But just changing the way we do things is not going to save us. That's not how we pass from from death into life, is by being good and by doing good works or by trying harder. You know, sometimes you think if it doesn't work, you just need to try a little harder. Well, that's not how it works. We are sitting in a good place now, having eternal life ahead of us because of Jesus Christ. Because of what He has done for us. Not because of what we have done for ourselves. Because what we have, what He has done for us. I mean, go back to verse 8 of that, and Mike, it's not on there, so don't try to find it. But it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift from God. What a tremendous gift. We're from death to life, and it is a gift from God. It is through grace that we received it. Then it goes on and says, it's not by works. It's not by works. It's not by the good things that we've done. It's because Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin and for our transgressions and for our wicked ways. See, Jesus Christ died on the cross for that. And I want to stop right now and celebrate that and recognize that. So I'm going to call the praise team back up. Hope they didn't go far. Praise team, I'm going to have you come back up. And I'm going to have the deacons come down. Because we are going to celebrate the Lord's Supper right now. Because it is the celebration of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And it helps us to remember that we are not saved by our own good works, by our own power, abilities, but we are saved by Jesus Christ. Okay, the past, we knew where we were at. The present, because of Jesus Christ, again, we go back to that great verse, you know, it's for by the grace you have been saved through faith, it is not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Not as a result of works that any should boast. Okay, that's wonderful. Hallelujah that this is where we are now at. But this is where I think we stop. And this is where I think we need to continue to look at this passage of Scripture. Verse 10 says something significant. And I think oftentimes we forget verse 10. Because verse 10 says, and let me get back to it. No, not back to it. You got to go backwards to it. No, forwards to it. Anyway, I'll get there. Verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Okay, this gives us an insight into where we go from here. Now, unfortunately, for a lot of people, a lot of believers, they quit right here. This is it. They stop when it comes to, well, yes, Jesus Christ died for me. I believe that. I am saved. Hallelujah. Now I can go on and live the rest of my life. I remember when I was a student pastor, Pilgrim Baptist Church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a little small church of about 30 attendants, there was a family that came. Willie and Mary Dean. Melissa, you know them well, wherever I lose her sometimes. But, oh yeah, this year. Willie and Mary Dean, they came with their three girls, or maybe been three girls and a boy. There's like six maybe all together. Okay, they came very faithfully to church, and Pastor, we want to be baptized, And so we met with them, we talked with them. It's like, do you really know what it means to be baptized? Oh yeah, we know what it means to be baptized. Very faithful in church, very active and all this. And finally that day came, and the church had no baptismal, so they were baptized at another church. And being a working student, besides just being, I was not able to baptize them. It was a pastor from another church who baptized them. And they were baptized. And that was the last Sunday we saw Willie and Marianne Dean in our church. Because they had done it. They'd finished it. They were baptized. Hallelujah. Now they could go on with the rest of their lives. Now, Willie was an amateur boxer, and I think he'd been hit just a few too many times, because that was definitely, you know, but we know people like that. Well, I've done it. I've said yes to Jesus Christ, and so I am done, right? I have done everything that I need to do, but the title of my sermon is, you're not finished, because we are not finished until Jesus Christ takes us home to be with him. Now, for some of us, it may be through the natural process of death. For some of us in this room, and I believe actually some of you young ones, I think you're going to see this. You're going to see Jesus Christ coming out of the clouds to take you home. You know, I'm hoping that I get to see that, but I think some of you young ones are going to for sure get to see that. I'm not going to stake my life on it. I'm not going to bet any money on it. I just have that feeling in my bones that it's getting close. But until that time that God removes us from this world, we have a task. It says here that we are Christ's workmanship, and we are created in Christ to do good works. See, now sometimes I think what happens is we go, oh, the Bible's very clear on good works. Good works does not get us to heaven. And good works won't get us to heaven. We know that. But that doesn't mean that good works are bad and we throw them out. Because Paul says in this very verse that that is why we are saved. And while we were here, yeah, there's some great benefits in the future that I'm looking forward to. I mean, we're going to be with God in glory, and he's going to be shedding his blessings on us every day from now till eternity. Wow. That's something to look forward to. I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, we're going to be in the presence of God in all this. And, you know, that's great. That is what I would say, distant future for us. The here and now, what we are to do when we leave this church, when we go out tomorrow and Monday rolls around, is that we are to do good works. We are to do the good things that God intends for us to do. It's not for our salvation, it's because of our salvation that we do these things, that we do these works for Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, he says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." That verse does not say, "Let your light so shine that men may see you sitting in the pews at church and that glorify the Father," because they're not going to do that. But if we go out into our community and as we act as Christ would act if he were here, as we would act with Christ in us, and we do the good things that God wants us to do, then we do it in his name. Not us. It's Christ working through us. As we do that, people will say, "Why?" Now, they might be a little suspicious, and they might say, "Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?" You know, well, the answer is because God loves you. Because God loves you, and he's loved me, and he's given me the gift of salvation, and I sure like to share that with you. But even if you don't listen to that, I'm still going to do things for you. I'm still going to help you out. I'm still going to be kind to you. You know, we stop with, we are saved by grace, and it's not by good works. Well, phew, because I don't intend to do any good works anyway. Well, that's not what the passage is. The passage is, as believers, this is what God created us for. He's to bring glory to his name by doing things that brings glory to his name. By living our lives out in such a way that people see not us, not how good Richard is, but people would see how good God is and glorify him and come to know him. We've been talking over the last several weeks about the body of God, the family that he has placed here, and that he has given us certain abilities and has given us spiritual gifts. He didn't give us those things just to sit on them. He didn't give us those things so we can come here on a Sunday morning and be blessed by the talent of the praise team, or you know, blessed by a talented speaker like Dr. Reichman. You know, I mean, man, that guy could talk. He could talk me under a table. In fact, he did at lunchtime. You know, he just talk. I finished my meal and I looked, he hadn't really started yet. And of course, Melissa didn't help, kept asking him questions. So kind of wanted the two of them just kind of like, so I could eat in peace. But in, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, the man was a very gifted speaker. But you know, God didn't give him that talent just to entertain us. He gave him that talent to be used, and he's using it for God's glory. He's using it for the honor of God. He's doing the good works that God had intended him to do. So we need to get over the thing that, well, we're not saved by good works, because we're not. Don't ever think that. Don't ever think because you're faithful at church, or you give money, or you give to this organization or that organization, or because you help an old lady across the street, or shovel someone's snow thing, that's going to get you into heaven. Those are good things, and you should do them. But you should do it because God has given you a home in heaven through Jesus Christ. Not because we work for it, but because by grace He has given it to us. It's through faith. But it doesn't stop there. It continues with us doing the work of God here on this earth. That it continues with us doing the good works that God intended for us to do until the day that He comes to take us home. Let's pray. Father, thank You for saving us, for taking us out of our sinful past, bringing us into a very hopeful present, knowing that we have a home with You in glory in the future to come. Father, help us not to just stop and stare at that and look at that. Lord, You intend for us to work. You intend for us to do things for our salvation, not for them, because of our salvation. Lord, You want us to show this world the good works of God. Father, use us to do these good works. And I pray, Lord, that through our actions and through our attitudes, Lord, that we would be a living testimony to You. And that through our good works, our deeds, the acts of kindness we show, Lord, I pray that through these things, Your name would truly be glorified. Lord, give us the strength to do the work that You have called us to do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.